Coffey, General Manager of Halberstadt. We've just seen the parade of Tis a Masterpiece, a wonderful young promising stallion, five-year-old, and you're here in Tasmania to promote him.
Yes, it's come down tonight to as good of Lyndon and Gale to bring the horse down from their farm up near Launceston. So, yeah, as people saw here tonight, he's a big 16-hand horse and a glorious individual. And we bought him mainly on his the physical type he is and the fact that he's by Western Hanover out of an Arts Place mare, which is a combination of the two best sires that have been in the harness racing world probably in the last 20 or 25 years.
Well, tell us a bit about his background.
He was bred in Kentucky by a farm, Kentuckiana farm in Lexington that we have done some business with in the past, and they did actually enter him in a yearling sale as they do with all the yearlings, and he got injured doing a filming of the horse, which they do over there, video the horse, all the yearlings for people to see, and he got injured in doing that, so he had to be withdrawn from the sale, and those people then raced the horse as a three-year-old, and where he took his record of 149, and when we were in USA last year in 2009, we went to visit Kentuckiana Farms, and they had the horse there and showed us the horse, and we were quite impressed with him, or very impressed with him as an individual, and thought afterwards when we got back to Australia it'd be a nice horse to bring down here. So that's how that worked out.
Lyndon and Gail Menigan from Big Park Stud, now they've actually bought a share of the stallion?
Yeah, they've got a small piece of the horse, and they were keen to have a crack at the horse down here in Tasmania, and yeah, we thought it was a good opportunity to get a horse of this, you know, quality down here, and of course, you know, he's bred a lot of mares on the mainland as well by shipping the semen back there.
Yeah. Now, this is his second season at stud. His first foals are due to drop this season.
Yes, that's right, yep. So we're into September now, so I'm not sure whether there's any out there around the countryside. Hopefully not on a night like tonight, it's a bit chilly, but yes, they will be hitting the ground shortly, and everyone's looking forward to him, I think, because he's such a glorious individual himself. So if he can...
He's well named.
Tis a Masterpiece, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, very well named. Yeah, he's certainly got the looks, that's for sure. Yeah,
it's quite striking. Yeah, his service fee here will be?
He stands at 1800 plus GST, so 1980, and this, you know, he's part of the Alabar discount scheme, so there's discounts available on that for, you know, multiple mares, etc., that go not only to him but to any of the Alabar stallions.
Some of the mares, a lot of mares here, we've got a lot of Ticket to Heaven mares and Time Stand Still mares that are brood mares here in Tasmania. He'd be ideally suited for those.
Yes, he would, yep. Yeah, and Tirado Hanover mares, I'm not sure if there's many of those left around now. There's probably still a few of those.
A few descendants.
Being bred. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, he should suit most of the brood mares in this part of the Tasmania for sure, yep.
Well, John, thanks for bringing the stallion down to Tasmania to stand at Big Park Stud, and let's hope the venture's successful.
Yeah, we certainly hope so, and you know, if it is, we'd look doing something else in the future as well. You know, Tasmania's been a very strong breeding ground over a number of years now, you know, ever since Edgar Tatlow came down here, probably before his day, so that's, what, 50, 60, 70 years ago, so, and as Brett, you know, and there's been a lot of very, very good horses bred in Tasmania, so we have very pleased to be happy to be supporting the breeding industry down here.